It is time for us to check sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And yes, we have quite a bit to talk about in sports. We will start off, first of all, with what happened in the NFL last night and yesterday. The league is topsy-turvy, upside down this year. Absolutely amazing. Of course, week number 9 started off with the Eagles beating the Texans 29-17. Yesterday, here we go. The Lions over the Packers 15-9. The Packers fall to 3-6. Vikings over the Commanders 20-17. The Chargers over the Falcons 20-17. The Bengals over the Panthers 42-21. After that horrible start, the Bengals now up to 5-4. The Patriots crushed the Colts 28-3. Upset of the day and possibly the year so far. The Jets over the Bills 20-17. We'll go over the standings in just a few moments in the National Hockey League. Dolphins squeak by the Bears 35-32. The Jaguars over the Raiders 27-20. The Seahawks over the Cardinals 31-21. And Tampa Bay gets back on the winning track. They defeated the Rams 16-13. And last night, the Chiefs over the Titans 20-17. Now, let's take a look at the standings. There's some amazing, it's pretty amazing. We'll start off with the AFC East. The Bills in first place at 6-2. The Jets in second place at 6-3, a half game behind the Bills. The Dolphins tied with the Jets and the Patriots at 5-4. So that division is basically top to bottom. One and a half games separates it top to bottom. In the AFC West, the Chiefs at 6-2, the Chargers at 5-3, the Broncos at 3-5, and the Raiders at 2-6. In the AFC North, the Ravens at 5-3 have a half game lead over the Bengals at 5-4, the Browns at 3-5, and the Steelers at 2-6. In the AFC South, the Titans at 5-3, the Colts at 3-5, the Jaguars at 3-6, and the Texans at 1-6. Let's hop over to the National Football Conference and the NFC East. The Eagles at 8-0, the Cowboys at 6-2, the Giants at 6-2, and the Commanders at 4-5. In the NFC West, Seattle at 6-3. The 49ers at 4-4, the Rams at 3-5, and the Cardinals at 3-6. Here's the big division shakeup. In the NFC North, the Vikings at 7-1. They already have a five-game lead over the Packers, who come in at 3-6. The Bears at 3-6, and the Lions at 2-6. In the NFC South, the Buccaneers and Falcons are tied at the top spot, 4-5. The Saints one game behind at 3-5, and the Panthers come in last at 2-7. It is a wild and crazy year in the NFL. All right, let's swap over to the NBA and take a look at some of the scores from yesterday, see if any of our local teams played. No, they did not. Today, see if any of the local teams are playing. The Celtics taking on the Grizzlies. The Knicks taking on the Timberwolves. The Nets taking on the Mavericks. All right. National Hockey League. Yesterday, the Rangers fell to the Red Wings 3-2. On the schedule for today, the Flames and the Islanders, the Blues and the Bruins. That is what the National Hockey League looks like today. And if we take a look at NASCAR, see what happened here. Joey Logano won yesterday in NASCAR. And in Major League Baseball, the Mets made a bold move. I guess they learned from the Yankees. And what did they learn? If you've got a good reliever, lock them down. The Mets and Edward Diaz agreed to a major league record deal for a reliever. He had 32 saves last year. They gave him a contract that's $102 million over the next five seasons. It also includes an $18 million signing bonus, according to the New York Post. So the Mets, they're not going to let that guy go. All right, it is 6:46, and that is our check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.